Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
All right, welcome, Detroit. Hello. This is yet another Hawk Day. Happy Hawk Day. This is your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time here on the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. I am so excited to be here today. All right. I am just going to get it started up in here because I've been long awaiting to play some of these new artists here on this hour of the show, where we play nothing but spoken word and some old school and a little bit of new of that new school flavor here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I want to get it off and popping, of course, with some spoken word shared by Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn. If anybody know about him, he's one of those sweet romantic spoken word artist. He knows how to lay it down. The author of Brush Strokes, the infamous Brush Strokes, we got ladies wowing all over his verses. All right, we're going to let you take them all in. This is his piece entitled Chocolate Woman.
This poem's called Chocolate Woman. As I walked into a coffee house, I noticed they sold candies and nuts. They had every variety of sweets to chew on and suck on and lick on. A pound of this, a few pieces of that, and I rolled my lips with anticipation. Besides my coffee, I had to have something sweet to take home. I spotted those little chocolate turtles and a nice long black licorice roll and cashews, a quarter pound was on the order too. Leaning over and scanning, I pointed to those chocolate-covered orange sticks, you know the ones with the jelly inside. My taste buds, my eyes playing ping pong, going back and forth, making sure I wasn't missing a thing. I saw a new candy. Little chocolate dolls. They weren't flat and lifeless. They looked to be full of substance, rolls of chocolate, women slightly different from each other. I ordered every kind of chocolate sweetie to go home with me. First in the bag. The well-endowed bosom body milk chocolate honey, you know, the Pam Grier type. And then I had the thing that featured white chocolate sweetheart, the Mariah Carey flavor. I watched disappear in the bag the caramel smooth, super curvy, fine Sonia Latham disappearing at loving basketball, brown sugar, sweet looking, just like the sister I was too scared to ask out, but I had her now. And I was going to eat her and lick her, and then I don't discriminate. I wanted the extra thick double chocolate thigh high sweetness, you know, used to be the Star Jones type. Sister Big Bones don't break me in half. I only bought one of them. I didn't want to overdo it. Next, I didn't hold back on the dark chocolate apple bottom Janet Jackson baby got butter back. I can handle that. And since I got big lips, all the better to devour, I ordered the mocha ultra full sweet chocolate doll. The chocolate con make me want to holler when I think about all the sweet juices. Okay. I ordered two of those. I ordered the cocoa-toed long-legged Tina Turner walk on my back, dripping her juices out on top of me. My my bag was full, with all the taste of a chocolate almond. Some had fruits inside, some were cream filled, and some were just plain solid chocolate. I didn't order any with nuts. Greedy as I might have been, I ordered a triple menage a trois of a dark chocolate apple bottle caramel smooth super. I had to have extra that. Now, I couldn't help myself but walking out the door, I found myself sucking on a cocoa toast chocolate woman. I had to go back and buy two more of her. Her toes in my mouth tasted so good, it gave me that Tootsie Roll feeling. Anyway, I forced myself to keep the bag closed, and I had something that every man wanted, a harem of chocolate women. I couldn't wait to get home and lick them and suck them and kiss them in places I would never tell anybody. As soon as I hit the door, I almost moved too fast. I wanted to tear into the bag. I was horny for some chocolate. But this is one of those moments a man needs to take his time. So I set the mood for my devouring session. I showered and put on some soft music and some cologne. I put some logs on the fire. I poured some Baileys in my coffee and a shot of whiskey. I was ready to get my freak on. I opened the bag to the fully exposed chocolate women. Oh, no! My little chocolate ladies had melted. Now, I had a bag of multicolored, multi-textured, mixed-flavored chocolate goo. No more chocolate faces of beauty, no more white chocolate feminine features. We heard my caramel smooth superfine had pulled a disappearing hand from me. Melted, melted, melted. My extra thick, double chocolate thigh-high sweetness. I wanted to cry. No more chocolate apple bottom baby got back. My lips were going to miss out on the mocha ultra full lip cocoa toast. My chocolate women had left me holding the bag. What was I to do? I was sitting there butt naked with a bag of chocolate. I had a thought. Maybe if I heat the chocolate goo up a little more and I pour it on me, and then I could enjoy myself. I mean, I was by myself, and since, you know, tying myself and spanking myself had gotten old, talking dirty to myself wasn't working anymore. You know, you gotta keep your love life fresh. Try new things in good time. But before I heated the mix, I stuck my finger in the chocolate goo for a taste of my ex-chocolate woman, now melted into one. Oh, the flavor mixed together, it was good. All of a sudden, I felt like I had spent the night at a Holiday Inn. I was feeling smart. Was it from the collection of chocolate women melted over the one? Another dip in my finger, and I was feeling strong. I tore the bag open. I bared my face. I sniffed, I kissed, I licked, I sucked, I ate. I did not stop. It was good to the last chocolate drop. Since all the chocolate women had melted, the one that I was eating, the chocolate woman from head to toe, a wonderful feeling overcame me. I realized I was becoming the complete man. From the ingredients inside the chocolate woman, from what was outside the common eye, the thought and feeling of her and tasting her all as one, the whole, the complete, the chocolate woman made me a better chocolate man.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, you heard it, Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Chocolate Woman, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. This is the hour of the spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mix with your host, Miss Poetic Energy. All right, we're going to keep it going with some more spoken word. Let's keep it rolling with Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, because he has definitely put some new flavor up in here on the Poetic Energy Network station, and I am going to play his Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire. All right, Detroit, let's take it all in.
Mm-hmm. planet Mercury, too close to the sun. No one can live there. However, we make love there. Only you and I, and I and you, and we are thermonuclear. As I come close to your core, liquid boils, organic orgasms. As I reach your core, tails on fire, friction, feet walking on fire, toes wrapped around a burning ember log, eyebrows, noses, lips, moistened in virginal oil, leads to a beautiful burn, black, brown, and gold flames, scent of exhausting sweat, pulls us in the feet from the burnt forest floor, erotic fires, visions that cannot describe, scorching pleasures, aches deep within the inferno, fanning the pleasures, stoking and stroking up the flames, the fire dance, the chief dances in the wild village maiden's volcano, no controls, we scream, we shout, we curse, it all says, I wanna take you higher. Up in the emotional methane, we rise and float. Highly volatile, we explode. Emit hot but cooling, affecting rain. Smoke, we smolder. I clean away the unburned fuel. And you spread to make room for more fire.
Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, spoken word artist with Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire. All right, we're going to keep it going here. And this hour, on this hour, the spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mix with your host, Miss Poetic Energy. And I am going to mix it all up for you, of course, with some old school and a little bit of the new school flavor, like we said we would. All right, I'm just going to definitely just take it kind of, take it like a real way back there. I'm going to play some Bob Marley with the Soul Rebel. How about that?
Soul Rebel,
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Ms. Poetic Energy. And this is our hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. We definitely are going to keep it going, but that was Mr. Bob Marley with the Soul Rebel. I'm a rebel. I had to put some flavor up in here. All right, let's keep it going here. Now, we definitely got a slew of amazing artists that are featured on our show and definitely putting their dips in our charts here. So we're going to keep it going. We're going to go with this Michigan poet out there, Mr. Hakeem Crashman. This is one of my favorite, and, you know, so many other people love this track of his with Who Am I? You certainly have to ask yourself that sometimes. So without further ado, we're going to let you hear and let your ears hear what you hear. The spoken word.
Who am I? Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set. I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. I am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix. I am the eternal past.
I
am the now and the beginning.
I
am that time that never ceases.
I
move rapidly through the universe at the speed of light. Before there was light, I traveled swiftly. My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree.
Who am I?
The universe writes my history.
Who am I?
Through the signs and symbols of the stars.
Who am I?
Casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me. I am that infinite possibility. I am the discovered one. I am that neo light that never dims. The moon borrows its glow from my existence. I have been courted by the galaxy. I am the nearest star, and yet I am that universe beyond. I am the source of the seed of life, the life germ that grows under my spell. I am the seasons of time and nature. I am the wind over the sea. I am the hurricane in the ocean. I am the tornado over the land. And yet I am the breeze that comforts. I am the grass that grows. I am the cornfield. I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself. For that is the eternal one of the one. He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right, Detroit, and all our mother listeners. That's a bad brother right there. That's a brother that definitely stays on his grind. He, you know, he's an activist. He's a spoken word artist. He's a businessman. He's a mentor, and he's definitely repping the Michigan area. So we're so proud to even just have him grace our show with his spoken word tracks, Mr. Hakeem Prompton with Who Am I? And let's keep it all going in here. Let's get some more music up in here. All right. You know, we got to go with a little bit of Jamie Foxx with I Don't Know. Let's get it on right now.
Come back, baby.
Come back, come back, come back.
Ooh,
come back, come back, come back.
Yeah. this way. I get strange pleasure though from going through this pain. And like a ghost, I'm haunting her. I often fantasize about walking hand in hand. But I don't know her name or if she's got a man. And the only thing that gives me hope to stay is maybe one day she'll notice me. I don't know.
Network station, and this is your hour of the spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mix with your host, with none other than Miss Poetic Energy. And you were just listening to Jamie Foxx with I Don't Know. All right, well, we're gonna take it, slow it down a little bit, and here, put some little bit of Johnny Gill up in here. There you go. All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, you heard it. There we go with Mr. Johnny Gill. Ain't nothing like some old, smooth, sexy Johnny Gill laying it down for you. This is the Hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix, and I'm your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. All right, we're going to keep it going like we said we would. We got some spoken word for you, some old school and a little bit of that new flavor, mixing it all up like gumbo soup. All right, we're going to get some of our other artists up in here in rotation and kind of let you all feel the love. This is Terrell K with Let's Talk About Love.
Let's talk about love. A love not mixed with lust. An urging that says today I'm here, but tomorrow I'll betray your trust. Can we talk about love? A love not based upon a physical touch, but a love that when you're gone for a second, you miss it so much. Can we talk about love? A love that you promise to cherish until death. A love that to make it last, you'll give your very last breath. Can we talk about love? A love concentrated, pure down to the core. A love that renews itself when you think nothing new is in store. Can we talk about love? A love fortified and worth more than any earthly treasure. A love that any gem nor rare stone could compare nor measure. Can we talk about love? Not just the feast of the brethren called agape, but a love that breaks you down and say, okay, you got me. Can we talk about love? A love that you can be 100% real with. A love that says accept me for me and all you have to deal with. A love that you may question its choices but not its authenticity. Let's talk about our love, a love that shall forever change history.
So many ways to say I love you. Chase her maid and say I'm old. Look out for your sword, I choose to show you. If I could have just a chance to show her love, I just remember Agape is baby when I'm with you. There's so many ways to say I love you. Change the name, say I'm old. Agape is how I choose to show you. If I could have just a chance to show her love, I just remember Agape is baby when I'm with you. So many ways, so many ways, just to say I love you.
Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Terrell K with Feel the Love. All right. Thank you for that, sending that into the show so we can get that in rotation here. We definitely are feeling the music and the artists for today that are in rotation. All right, we're going to take it with some more spoken word. This is Universal with Intimate with Your Words. Check it out, Detroit. It's short and sweet.
When I become fused, settled into your wordplay, the most beautiful thing serenade my soul. I feel like an innocent child gleefully discovering the certainties of living carefree. Automatically, I want to cuddle in your grammatical chemistry and let it comfort, caress, consume, and console me. I want to lay next to your devastating diction and let it breathe softly on my neck and whisper sweet things and smile about it in my dreams. I want to dance with your dramatic syllabic song and feel all the emotions running through them. I want to strip naked when I hear your spoken word harmony, charming me and disarming the strength I possess, and let each and every word baptize my being and cleanse my soul like water. I want to let those wise words tickle my body like soft pieces of cotton and tease me with tantalizing touches that perform mind sex and voodoo hex me from head to toe. 'Cause your words are wind soft aloft the clouds, sweet genuine amidst the sunshine, clever daffodils that cast spells at will. And through them, I see the science of hieroglyphics, decipher all ancient mysteries, learn of all things important and intricate. Make love to my mind, you word warrior, syllable soldier, lyrical enforcer. Transform me with traditional griotic telepathy. Feed me the vital venomous vocabulary I need to proceed.
Detroit, I'm feeling that Mr. Universal with his intimate with your words. Well, he flowed with that pretty nicely. All right, we're going to keep it going with some spoken word for you. And on this hour, the spoken word billboard and that's new radio mix with none other than Miss Poetic Energy. All right, we're going to go with a little bit of verbal skills with Death of a Poet. This is Phenomenal Poet doing his thing out there. Has always been doing what he do. And we're going to show him some love today by playing his track here on this hour of the Spoken Word Billboards and Afternoon Radio Mix. All right, Detroit, Mr. Verbal Skills.
Who is this that we bury today? For it is the poet. It is the poet that reached deep down inside himself and revealed to us our own true nature of our reflection. This is the poet that wrote in thought and stood upon a stage with his orations of trueness, oneness. His love projected into our imagination that we too could be free, for he had spoke upon the birds that could not fly no longer as they lay behind the concrete walls and bars. This is the poet that reached across the universe and told us of a child that was hungry because both his mother and father left him alone. This is the poet who shed light on a young girl's love that was betrayed, not by a man, but another woman. This is the poet from heaven to earth and even beyond that told us his imagination was more than fantasy. It was reality for all of us. This is the poet without self-proclamation and stood upon the masses and said he did not give a damn, for he was free in his belief and what he had to do. This is the poet that we bury today, and we should have pity upon his cadaver as the rats and worms will come and gnaw upon those very same fingers that fashions those words that set trembles in our minds and hearts. And what worm will suckle and masticate upon the sinews of his brain matter that spark the imagination that once caused us to realize there is fantasy in a reality, that the reality is not the boundary because we could be ourselves. We bury a poet today. And it's not because he didn't have something to say. Maybe it was because the death came his way because he forgot a tear, a smile, or maybe because he even forgot about himself. We bury a poet today.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, that was Mr. Verbal Skills bringing in us The Death of a Poet. All right, these spoken word artists are phenomenal, and we are definitely glad that they are on our billboards and hanging out with us here on the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. I just want to acknowledge those who are just tuning in on the switchboard. We love you. We appreciate you so, so much. And we know that you're probably at work at this hour, but you still thought enough of us to hang out with us today. So for that, I certainly appreciate you. All right, we're going to keep it going here. We got 16 more minutes remaining in the show. All right, and you know how we do. We're mixing it up with a little bit of spoken word, some old school, and a little bit of that new flavor of music out there. All right, you know. As many know that we lost a very wonderful, iconic woman whose voice was just like pure heaven. Wow, you know, and I still can't believe it to this day. I know it's been a few days ago, but I just want to just have a moment for her and share one of her, you know, classic sounds out here. And you know who I'm talking about, Miss Whitney Houston. And this is none other than the greatest love of all, and I definitely know that she was loved, she will be missed, and rest in peace, Miss Whitney Houston. We certainly, certainly will miss you and love you. All right, it's all about love, y'all. Greatest love of all.
Beauty they possess inside.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, yes, 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 there's nothing greater than love, the greatest love of all, by Miss Whitney Houston. Again, we certainly will miss her and her beautiful voice, but she will live on through her music. And I was definitely a fan and definitely a loyal person to her music. All right, we're going to keep it going. We got 10 more minutes remaining in the show. This is The Hour, the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix with your host, Ms. Poetic Energy. Just want to say very quickly, you can get at me at pnsproducers@live.com because we are having an event, Spoken Word Billboard Award event this September. We're going to give you great details. You can reach me at 734-365-6689. For complete details, if you're interested in performing, just let me know and we can try to get you, we can see what you're going to bring to the table and get you on the list of the performers. So definitely get at me as soon as you can because we're pulling it all together and we can't wait for that. The other announcement is we're doing a homeless anthology to support the homeless and homeless organizations out there to do our part in our communities to really affect the change of, you know, be part of the solution of the homelessness issue. The deadline day for submitting for the anthology is the 29th of this month. So all you have to do is send in two to five poems with your bio, a picture of you, three of your connections. So when people open the collection and they want to reach out and touch you because they were very touched by your poems, they will be able to connect to you directly. And we're also doing a documentary entitled The Homeless Cry, The Truth About Homelessness. We're definitely looking forward to bringing this project to life because we have so many people just reaching out and really supporting this effort. So if you're a spoken word artist, get at me again at either Michael Michelle Publishing at live.com or pnsproducers@live.com regarding this project. And we definitely look forward to hearing from you. All right, we're going to keep the show going and play a little bit, you know, spoken word for you. All right, because we definitely like to get our artists in and get them all in rotation. All right, this is Mrs. Misunderstood. I'm sorry, we're going to play one of my tracks, and this is entitled I Am So Into You.
Unwrap me. With the warmth of your deep brown eyes, melt me down until you discover the core inside. I have a thing for you, and I don't know what to do. Daily I have lucid thoughts of you, but then I become so consumed with the thoughts of being with you. My thoughts quickly become haunting mirages of you. Secretly loving you is driving me insane. I think I even hallucinate others calling out your name. In the sky view, I think so highly of you. I admire you, and you are a distinct man of humble power. I daydream of you hour after hour. I take a shower. I try to go to sleep to adjust and take you off my mind. But in my dream world, the reels keep turning and every scene features you. I have a thing for you, and I don't know what to do. Hesitantly, I try to escape being consumed by you. I try to take in the beauty of the earth, but then I look up, and there I see the flow of your lyrics flowing in the cascades of the skies, and I am caught up in singing the blues. Infused by the chords of your music, I compose my own verses, borrowing lines from beautiful love ballads, creating a tornado of twisted love medleys. I am all over the place. I am constantly pacing the floor back and forth, racking my brain like crazy because I am so into you. My heart is aching, longing to be with only you. In my theatrical dramatics, I keep asking myself what to do with this love wrapped up in secret bliss. Do I unwrap her and reveal her, or do I give her a kiss, bury her in her mummified clothes, allowing her to be silenced to her grave? It's tearing me apart that you don't know how I feel. I am so scared to reveal this love that I feel. I guess it has to do with the way I was taught that the man should initiate the chase. But my heart is in a race to meet you face to face and match up the seams of our interface. I know you are made for me because each day I pray, I ask God for his guidance to lead me to the man that would be the other half of me, that makes me whole, that would love me unconditionally, protect me bravely, uplift me spiritually, hold me sensitively, and deal with me loyally and honorably. As I thumb through the pages of the dictionary, searching to define and get the authentic picture of such a man, I discovered there displayed was a picture of you. And everything about such a man is defined in you. I haggle with myself not to expose that my strongest desire loves you. The depths of my desire needs you, and the hopes of my desire want you, caressing and holding me so tight that there is no division or separation possible between us, not even to pass a slither of light. I must have you as the love of my life. But I am left torn, hoping for you, because I'm just too scared to reveal how I feel for you, everything about you. Have me knowing that there is no other man made more for me than you. Each time I hear your beautiful rhymes and the serenade of your soulful tunes, I am simply lifted, and my soul is levitated above the clear blue skies. Because in the depths of the heavens, this is where God immortalized our eternal union as husband and wife. And I am sure that the one is you. I just got to muster up the nerve to open up my heart to you. I am so into you.
None other than myself, Miss Michelle E. Alfred, a.k.a. Miss Poetic Energy, and that was my track, I Am So Into You. This has been a great hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix on the Poetic Energy Network station. I so love you again for hanging out with me, just tuning in, just showing your love and support. I certainly appreciate you. And we look forward to another hour next week, same time, same place. All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, have a great rest of the day. And I will see you hopefully tomorrow night on the Thursday Night Open Mic Live here on the Poetic Energy Network station with myself and Mr. Pope, Stevie G, holding it down with the open mic with all the poets coming through and our great challenge for this week is to create a piece of poetry from your favorite dessert. You can spin it any way you can. It can be erotic, sensual, spiritual, motivational. All right, it's causing you to go over your creative senses. So I can't wait to see what all the poets come up with. All right, and that's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And this is your host, Miss Poetic Energy, signing off on this hump day because I got it in. All right, and I'll do it again next week. All right, Detroit, love you, love you, love you. And we out of here. We're going to take it out with Mr. You are Yippee, the a.k.a. Bad Boy number 2, with his spoken word piece, The Rosary of Denial. Love you, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Mwah.
You came to me silently. Like thieves in my temple, how dare you flick your blasphemous lashes and say you don't want to be here tonight. But your lips, like the prodigal son, return to lit on my skin. Like it's without sin, should I show you that I have the stones to cast, that we are not unthinkable. Just unthink the thinking of what others think they know. All we should do is think of the possibilities, but I digress. You see, I am sinful. I have reached in the inner workings of my soul, stole the 1 centimeter of distance between your tongue tip and my bottom lip, place it above our deity of denial to kill every excuse not to covet the fill of your thighs, committing adulterous acts on my willpower against your logic. Even now I lie to myself, knowing full damn well that I will again use your name in vain, just to hear what it sounds like when it rains with stroke offerings on our Sabbath. While I am unholy drinking the words that you just said to me, can you not tarry with me for just a little while longer? But you came to me like temptation, 39 days into my desert, wanted me not to worship at the lips of your altar you so willingly give. How dare you kiss me with the lips of Judas, pointing lust where to find my desire, crucifying my sanity against my wants of you. I know with just 2 lips and 5 fingers of each hand, we can feed the multitudes of you and I and you. Just preach your sermon on the mount to show me that last night's Sodom and Gomorrah is right now's Eden. All you have to do is confess and say, I want to be here tonight, while fingertips count the rosary of our denial.